Robin Travers, news director with 660 Keys News Radio. I'm pleased as punch to have on the line with me today our donor recruiter with Vitalant, Teresa Johnson. And it is that time again. It is time for the August Blood Drive here in Williston. Teresa, good morning.
Hello. Thank you so much for having us today. I know the time has slipped right by again. And next thing you know, again, 8 weeks have passed and we're back in Williston for our Williston Community Blood Drive, which is set for August 8th on Monday, as well as 9th, the Tuesday at the New Armory downtown Williston. So time for everybody to get those appointments scheduled to come in to donate with us.
And let's talk, as we so often do, give people some perspective. Where are we sitting with numbers right now for Williston? You know, it is the summer. People are trying to get in all their remaining summer activities. You know, the kids don't go back to school for a little bit yet. But, you know, disease and things like cancer, especially, and other things that we need blood for, those don't take a rest.
They do not. And, in fact, you know, the summer months are hard. They're always a very difficult time for us because, you know, everybody is out doing, like you said, other things. Taking time to donating blood is not one of those things that are on the top of your mind all the time. So I want to put a little bug in your ear and make sure that you do put it on the top of your mind for next week when we're in Williston. So right now we are still looking for donors to come in. Monday is looking pretty good. We do have about 10 appointments left on Monday, and then on Tuesday is where we really need some help. We're about 50% filled right now for our Tuesday blood drive. Both those drives are going to go from noon until 6. You can visit vitalant.org. You're welcome to walk in, but keep in mind, too, that those people that do have appointments will get first priority. So if you walk in, you might have to wait a bit. And then, of course, you're always welcome to call me on my cell phone at 609-4110. You can call or text at 609-4110. So when we talk about the current spectrum of what things look like on the shelf right now, we are still in a critical shortage. So that is a very difficult time. We're in a critical shortage for our blood types. And if you can come in and donate, we would love to have you donate. Our summer theme this year has been kind of power up your donation. So what that means is if you see us wearing T-shirts that say, ask me how to power up your donation. So basically what that means is, you know, you have different options to come in to donate blood. You know, it's not only fantastic that you come in to donate blood, but if you want to take the next step forward and you want to power up your donation even more, make sure you ask us if you qualify to donate a double red cell or a power red, okay? So we do several types of donations when we come out to our mobile blood drives. We do a whole blood, which is filling the bag, and then we do something called a power red, which is a double red cell donation. And that's where you get hooked up to the machine. We take 2 units of red blood cells. Your plasma and your platelets are spun out. They go back into your body along with saline solution to hydrate yourself. So that actually creates 2 units of red blood cells. So that is a great way to power up your donation. Not everyone qualifies to power up. It's kind of based on your iron content, what blood type you have. But again, if you want to get more information on that at the blood drive, please do so. If you want to do a plasma donation, whatever you want to do, keep in mind it has a lot to do with your blood type and what we currently have on the shelf in our blood bank. So we don't want to take something from you if we have an excess amount of that specific type of plasma, but we may ask you to donate maybe whole blood because that's what we're in need of. So again, it kind of depends on what type of blood you have and what we currently need based on our requests from the hospitals in the state.
Very good. I love it. I love the fact that we have a theme that we're working
yes.
with here this summer. Love it.
Yes, going to power it up. But the first way to power up is to get your appointment. So we need your appointment first. That would be the best thing. And I also want to tell you guys, too, that when you do come to donate blood, you know, the Williston community is just wonderful as far as making sure that you stay on schedule, getting rebooked for your next blood drive. If you want to avoid those calls, texts, or emails from tele-recruitment, the best way to do that is when you're at the blood drive, schedule for the next blood drive. So when you are there, please make sure that you ask the staff, can I schedule for the next blood drive? Because the staff is actually going to be, I've created kind of a little contest to see who can rebook the most donors, because of course that helps our donors as well, and it helps us prepare for the donations that we know that we have committed for the hospital. So make sure that you go ahead and ask to rebook when you're at the next blood drive. And same goes too if you have questions. If you've never donated before and you do have questions, it's okay if you don't know the answers. I may not know the answers, but you can walk into the blood drive. You can ask us the questions, and we will get the answers for you. And if you've never donated blood, this is a great blood drive to come donate at because it's a lot of fun. It's kind of a party atmosphere. Bertha and her crew do an amazing job putting on a great meal for us and just a fun environment.
Well, as we close our time together, those, when you talk about asking questions, those are the last two questions I have. Are we still in slush burger mode? And what, yes, if any, COVID protocols remain?
We are still in slush burger mode and homemade cookies, not wearing masks. So life is good right now in Williston for the blood drive. COVID restrictions, you know, we're going to ask you the standard questions if you have been exposed. We are going to take your temperature. But again, those are just the normal things that we do. As of now, things are going good. Like I said, we are not requiring masks, and we'll move forward, hopefully things will go well. If you, again, I get a lot of questions about, can I donate if I'm not vaccinated or if I'm vaccinated? Either way is fine. We're going to ask you about your vaccinations, but not just about if you've had COVID vaccinations. That is a blanket term, meaning have you had your shingles vaccine or your flu vaccine or whatever it may be. And we're just looking to make sure that you're a good candidate because we don't want you to donate blood if your own health is compromised.
Very good. A fine note to leave it on. Teresa, you've answered all the questions I have for you today. And as always, we're going to continue to do our humble part to get the word out.